Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Our show gets compared to Penn and Teller's bullshit a lot, and I loved that show. I loved it when it came out. I watched it a lot. Like I went back and I watched that show, and, you know, I still like it just as much. But I was like, I forgot how much of this is just Penn calling people an asshole, you know? Like, he shows footage of people, and you just go, look at this fucking asshole, you know?
And welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
What's up?
Via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Podcast month!
It is podcast month, yes indeed. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND. If you have comments or questions, or if you want to interact with our special guest tonight, because it is podcast month, we are joined with a fellow podcaster. Our good pal, Mr. Brett from the Hot Butter Podcast. Hello, Brett.
Thank you. Thank you. You weren't supposed to use my last name.
Oh, you don't want anybody to know?
No, it's fine.
We'll edit I'll make an exception. It'll be bleeped.
Brett
will be looking at me on LinkedIn, and it'll be the end of my career.
Brett is one of our few podcast friends that we have left. But you know...
Left?
We've been around a while, Brett. We've made so many friends, and then they last for like 3 weeks, and then they realize that we're kind of pricks, and then they stop talking to us.
Or they stop doing shows.
But, see, Brett, he makes friends with podcast people. Brett, he gets out there. I don't have the energy for it anymore. But Brett,
I'm quickly losing the energy.
He gets out there, and he interacts with them, and he's like, hey, howdy. I have a podcast. You have a podcast. Let's be pals on the social medias.
Excellent.
Remember when we were that hungry?
That
but
sure
see,
does
what
work.
Happens is you don't want to listen to all the other shows.
You can.
Well, hold on. You want to, but you can't.
Well, I don't want to, Brett.
Oh.
There's a few that I want to listen to. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
It's one of few that I enjoy.
Thanks.
But most of them, like when people reach out to us and make the poor mistake of trying to befriend us.
Because you're a sociopath.
I listen to their show and it's bad. Just bad.
Is it bad content? Is it bad quality that turns you off the most? What turns Mike off the most?
They probably don't have a strong opinion about something.
Yeah, well, that's one thing. Is like if you're doing a show just to like to do one because like sure. Somebody in a bar told you one time you were pretty funny and you thought, "Oh, I'm going to be famous because somebody one time told me I was funny." But
or there's these former radio personalities in town that are making like $4,800 a month.
Like when a guy just reads a news story and then says, "Oh, that's weird."
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, say what you will, good or bad, Napier. We give these fuckers a show.
Really?
I mean, it's not always good. Most
Sometimes
of the times
it is.
It's bad. But what we're doing is we're building something. We're putting out a product. It's not just jack-offs sitting around telling news stories and saying, "Oh, that's weird."
That's weird.
That is
last
weird.
Week, I solved the trash crisis.
No, you
we're
didn't.
Getting stuff done.
You didn't solve any crisis.
That's going to be a minor point of contention this evening.
What's wrong, Brett?
I mean, I was born and lived in Michigan until I was 24.
And you left. Why'd you leave, Brett?
I did because I was chasing vagina.
You chased it?
Was the vagina also leaving?
I followed it with walleye vision. I followed it to Florida.
You're
never supposed to do that.
you followed it to Florida, and I mean, like, it's fairly nice. I mean, it rains a lot, but it's nice there, right?
Well, I don't know if, where you want to go tonight, but, like, I have a strong argument for how we could take your suggestion of Michigan and transfer it to Florida, because Florida is a piece of shit.
The weather's really nice.
Yeah, it's nice, and Disney put stuff there. So
yeah,
they're,
but it's
they're
so much
safe.
Easier to cut off
Disney
from
owns the world.
The United States. You could cut it off at Georgia and just let it float away.
We need something like central that, that everyone can kind of fairly access. And we also don't want it to get too close to the water because then it'll all go in the water and then our water will be fucked up.
Wasn't cutting off like Florida from the rest of the United States, wasn't that like one of Lex Luthor's evil plans in one of the Superman movies where he planned on like using an earthquake to remove California from
the
rest?
Like Guam? Nobody uses Guam.
It's not that big.
It doesn't need to be that big. We just need to put all the trash there.
Then the trash goes into the water.
I've got family in Michigan.
Yeah.
Like young, impressionable American citizens that they don't want to deal with that.
So, Brett, back to this peers pretending to like you so that you like them thing.
Yes. Tell me more.
Have you ever used the hashtag Podern Family?
This is going to get me in trouble, but no.
You've never used it? Not once?
No.
Is it because you'd hate yourself? To use that awful pun.
No, it's because I don't want to start something that I can't finish.
And what, oh, like retweeting people you don't really, you know, it's all clicky bullshit. There's like four or five of them that actually get retweeted and retweet and are like buddies. And then there's a bunch that use it that don't get retweeted anyway. So it's the same as not using it. It depends on who your friends are.
That's exactly correct, and that's the reason. I don't want to start retweeting shit that I don't actually believe in, and so I'm not going to start, therefore I shouldn't be expected to continue something that I'm not, I don't
and
really
see,
believe in.
Brett does retweet our links, and I retweet his links, because we're pals. We're friends on Facebook, Napier.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, you know, honestly, I did that because you said you like to Facebook stalk people, and I said, I'm going to beat that fucker at his own game.
You don't have to qualify, Brett. We're friends.
Request him first.
You don't have to be cool guy me. We're friends,
I'm
Brett.
Not.
Just say it's, it. Me and you are friendly. We talk.
We
We're
are.
Pals. We're that's friends on Facebook, Napier.
I wonder how long that's going to last.
Do I bombard you with inappropriate, unnecessary Facebook?
No, stupid? I don't get like game requests or anything. It's been pleasant so far.
Never will. You never will.
It's nice. But Travis suggested the other day that, see, we don't want to use the Podern Family because we'd hate ourselves because it's really, really, really like a dorky pun.
I don't know what you're talking
about. And
Travis
suggested a better one that we should try to make big. What was your suggestion, Travis?
I think, was it peas in a pod?
Peas in a pod.
I like that, Mr. Hulse.
And then, like, we can share. It'll just be us and Hot Butter Podcast. We'll use peas in a pod to retweet each other's.
To not be.
And then maybe, like, other people will catch on. We'll make it big. We'll be trendsetters.
To not play insider baseball, can you explain Podern Family? Because I have
you
no
know
idea what
team
you're talking
follow
about.
Back? It's a lot like that, except for podcasters.
But there's so many of the podcast folks that like come and go, and you got to hitch your horse to the right wagon because you don't want to invest in a podcast friendship that's just going to go away.
No, you can enjoy something for what it
is. I mean,
is.
Think of all the podcasts that we've been friends with that have just like gone away. I was pals with that Unkempt. I like those guys, and they just dropped off the face of the earth, and I was just left there, you know, with my dick in my hand. Radio FUBAR. God, we spent years and years promoting goddamn Radio FUBAR, and that guy doesn't talk to me at all. That guy hasn't talked to me one time.
You did start your own radio station with a bunch of this podcast.
Because he closed his.
I think they're open again.
What am I going to do, Napier? No, he kept the website and all the social media for the station and just renamed his show Radio FUBAR.
Oh.
So, like, all that we helped build to, like, make his brand name popular, he then just made that the name of his show.
Yeah,
he uses the like the sweepers and stuff we made for him too. It's a whole thing. I'm not shitting on Radio FUBAR. I like those guys. I just wish they'd drop me a line. I talked to them every day for years, and then they just went away.
Well,
is it me?
Kinda.
Don't you think that like by now we've established that I shouldn't be the spokesperson for the show,
And like Travis should step up and start being our diplomat.
Travis is pretty good at it.
Travis, fake a smile and start making friends with other podcasts that'll listen to our show and just pretend to listen to their show.
But then they'd ask me questions about their show.
They're not going to quiz you. Just say, hey, I listened to your last episode. It was really good.
Mike, tell me about the Hot Butter Podcast.
Tell you about it's Brett and his brother.
Yeah, but.
And they talk every week and they play horrendous metal songs. Like,
oh my God.
Three-fourths of the way through.
How dare you?
Pick a horrendous metal song that sounds exactly like the horrendous metal song that they played last week. And they say it's a different metal song, but I think they're just quizzing us to see if we notice that it's the same one.
You're definitely not going to like tonight's episode.
I mean, it's just like, you know, like the. You know what I'm saying?
So it's a metal song.
Yeah.
I got that album.
Brett, when you drive, do you drive around in your car listening to that filth?
I do. Yeah.
I mean, like on a good day, on a bad day, you just listen to it every day, no matter what mood you're in.
No. I mean, I've got the latest Adele. I've got some softer things for when I'm feeling emotional. But yes, 98% of the time it is very heavy, aggressive metal. Yes.
I got Chad from the Bad Flicks in the chat room, and he's really, really upset that I am not acknowledging that there are other podcast people that we're friends with. Chad, I appreciate you. I hope that solved the problem.
This isn't about you, Chad.
Yeah, we're talking to Brett from the Hot Butter Podcast.
Wait,
listen to Hot Butter Podcast on MichiganInternetRadio.com.
Yeah, that's true.
Kranz in the chat also says that he listens to the show because of Travis. Don't want to listen next week, though, because Travis won't be here.
Potentially.
There's a 75% chance. That's what Travis said.
75%.
I think Travis is in a bad mood. Travis, are you in a bad mood?
I'm not in the greatest of moods, but no, I'm not in a bad mood.
When you qualified earlier that you were going to be in a bad mood tonight, I canceled my schedule Get Mad at Travis segment because I just thought that it would be too much. So we'll save that for a couple of weeks. Don't pile on the guy. See, my issue with Travis Napier. I thought you were going to
cancel this segment.
And Brett can back me up because me and Brett's team, Mike. Travis, when we were talking about podcast month, Travis was very, we shouldn't invite any of our friends. We should get new people. We can't have the Furnacast on all the time. And he was very passionate in that call to find new people. But then when I tried to engage him in a conversation as to like who we should invite, because he has questions about who we shouldn't invite. But then when I asked who we should invite, he's like, I don't know, invite whoever you want.
As long as they're not our friends.
Okay, invite Frank, because obviously Mike doesn't like Frank anymore.
I do like Frank. I don't think Frank likes me. There's a whole bunch of people. It's not me, it's them.
It is?
No, I mean, it is me, but it's me, and because of me, it's them that doesn't like me.
How many enemies do you have, Mike? Can you list them?
Brett, how can I get the other podcasts to like me?
You gotta start hashtagging the red hashtags, I think.
#PodernFamily.
There's the whole mutual masturbation thing that goes on amongst the independent podcasters that I feel like if you're not jacking somebody off, they're not going to jack you off either.
So like what podcasts do I need to be friends with that will tell other podcasts to be friends with me? Like who's the top dog? Who do I need? Do I need the Quad Father? I see that guy a lot. Do I need him?
I've never listened to that. There's a group of folks out in Calgary in the old Canada, FYFC cast. They seem to be kind of spearheading.
What is that? I see those guys.
Yeah, that stands for fuck your face clown.
Fuck your face, comma clown.
Yes, there's a comma in that.
Fuck your face clown.
I believe so.
So yeah. There is a clown. And you are fucking said clown's face.
I hope it's a hot clown.
Clown is a derogatory statement to somebody who you dislike. And I think you're hypothetically having intercourse with their face in.
But some... who's the clown? Are there listeners the clowns?
You know, have you never called somebody a clown? You know, you're acting like you're clowning. You're
yeah, but
like,
I mean, who are they talking to, Brett?
I think anybody that's an idiot.
I like other C words better.
But so the fuck your face clown.
Yes. They're spearheading the Potter and Family movement.
Oh, it's them?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, so you got to get in with them. They're the top dog. So. Is it like prison, though? I mean, like, do I have to fight fuck your face clown?
No, but you have to buy him some smokes in a maybe.
So I have to romance fuck your face clown.
Yeah, definitely romance. They're good people.
I got to rub the fuck your face clown shoulders.
No,
I got to tell them I think they're pretty.
This is a dangerous, a slippery slope, if you will. If you start, you've got to know your limits. Like, you don't want to get too far into this, which is why I don't do it.
He's got good points. I mean,
have you made an attempt to befriend fuck your face clown?
Absolutely.
And but what did they say?
Did they reject
you, Britt?
No. But I don't get the whole, I'm not retweeting everything that they tweet. I don't like everything that they post. If something strikes me as moving, I engage.
Can we make a Twitter account that is strictly pandering to podcasts? And like, we'll just put in the description, this is our retweet requirement. Please retweet the tweets of WFO Dicks and
Isn't that
Hot
what we're
Butter.
Already doing?
Yeah, but no, we're not dirtying up our shit. We're just making a retweet account, like, to fulfill our requirement. Because we have to feed the monkey somehow.
That seems hoary. Seems like you're...
It's all hoary! That's all this is whore shit!
Yeah.
And the only people who listen to podcasts are other podcasts. And you gotta make friends with the fuck your face clown and the
Can
quad
I really
father.
You guys, the first episode I ever listened to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio program was the one where you were randomly shouting out people.
I remember.
Yeah. You know what? You know
we
what?
Made all sorts of friends from that, actually.
We did. We had a whole bunch of Twitter people that listened to the show and commented and said it was so hilarious. But then they went away.
I didn't go away.
When we stopped talking about them, they all went away.
And this is the deal, is we have to have one of those annually. It's been a while. We need to
shout out to the Fuck Your Face Clown.
Shout out to Fuck Your Face Clown at Fuck Your Face Clown.
You were literally mid-sentence the whole podcast. Each of you were in mid-sentence, and you just shout random people out. And I was so into the podcast that I forgot that the lady handed me my coffee at Starbucks.
Isn't that so gross that worked, though?
She's like, I already gave it to you.
Brett, why was that episode successful? It was stupid.
But it was engaging. I was waiting. Around every corner was another surprise. And I was just had me.
You were waiting to hear your name.
I did. I heard my name, and
it's coming up. It's coming up.
it's powerful to hear your name said by people on a recorded thing. You say, "Oh shit!" Like every time Jim from Not Safe for Water Coolers says something shitty about me on his show, I perk up a little bit. I was like, "Oh, he's talking about me."
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said that wasn't the case.
I was going to say, "Well, you are a sociopath." So,
you know what bothers me about Brett though is. Brett is very complimentary, but he does it privately. Like, he'll send me a DM saying, you know, hey, I thought you guys had a good show this week. There's a guy, his name's Sean Freeman, and he does a show called Knuckleballer. And I've never listened to Knuckleballer. I'm going to tell you why I've never listened to Knuckleballer is because, like, their descriptions are like, leave us a review. And that's the whole description. So, like, I don't know where to start with Knuckleballer. Like, I want to pander to him because he's nice to us and I want to at least give his show a chance because he's been listening for a while. But I don't know where to start. Where do I start with Knuckleballer when you don't tell me anything about what, and what is it? Is it about baseball?
Why don't you just listen to the latest one?
But what if
why don't you ask him to mention you in an episode?
It'll say part two if it's a part two.
Yeah, but that's what the Sean guy does too, is he sends me a message on Facebook every week and he's like, you know, hey, I really enjoyed your show this week, but I want you guys to do it publicly so that other podcasts see it and say, oh my God, these guys are the new clique. We have to go join them.
Well, Mike, what did you say nice about their show publicly? That I'm silence waiting. Is deafening, Mike.
I'm waiting. I would happy to do that. I find that, like you just mentioned, how your distaste for the mutual masturbation. So I feel like I'm going to give you your compliments.
Well, Brett,
blowing up your spot so that you can continue to do it and not give the secret away.
Let's be honest, Brett.
Lesby.
I hate the mutual masturbation.
No, you just want to get sucked off for free.
But I am very jealous of it. When I see people loving other podcasts, I get really, really jealous. I'm like, why are these people not loving my podcast?
Probably because you don't love anybody else's podcast.
Hashtag peas in a pod, okay? Travis is going to make it big.
Peas in a pod.
Peas in a pod.
Hashtag. You know, I remember there was a guy a while back going to the friends that aren't our friends anymore that do podcasts that go away. Most podcasts make it like 50 episodes and then they disappear. Do you remember the 76th Street podcast, Travis?
I do not.
That was in your time. That guy, he like got like hundreds of thousands of Twitter followers. I'm sure they were bought. They were all fake. And he went and he pandered really hard. And he actually convinced like 15 shows to join his 76th Street network. And like everything linked to his podcast. So like there was like 10 shows who all had to like change all their shit around to say 76th Street so that they all led back to him. It was awesome. That guy was fucking impressive. And that's what you got to do. You got to take advantage of everybody's.
You mean con people?
I mean, we're all nerds.
Yeah, but we're not
doing fake radio shows.
Yeah, but we're not conning people into liking us.
And we just want somebody to love us. And if somebody shows a little bit of love to us, we get all fluttery eyed.
No, you stalk them because somebody said they didn't like you clanking your fucking glass, and then you called her names and. You told her that she looked like a dog because her photo was
a
dog.
We actually have a guy in the chat room who listens to our show and doesn't even have his own podcast.
That you know of.
Is it Fredo?
He said he doesn't have his own podcast. How fucking impressive is that? They do exist.
They do.
Apparently.
Some of them even send you boxes of goodies.
So, Mike,
you got free stuff in the mail?
I did. There's a dude named Fredo who lives in Dallas, Texas. He sent both my brother and I a care package. I don't know why. The guy just likes us. It had a pint glass from a local brewery in Texas unique beers.
We've never gotten any stuff.
You got $5 once or twice.
Oh, yeah. A couple people sent us $5. That was pretty cool.
That's pretty good.
I mean, I'd rather get stuff, though. Stuff would be cool. Hey! Send us stuff.
I thought for sure, always spilling out my love of comic books, somebody would have sent me something at some point. You know what I mean?
You're right. That is surprising.
Nobody's ever sent Travis a comic book.
And I mean, I've sent people things, you know?
Hashtag peas in a pod, you guys.
There's a high concentration of comic book aficionados that are our podcast gurus as well. I'm surprised that nobody sent you anything.
Shout out to...
Maybe I should listen to some of those podcast comic book things.
Shout out to the Poop Culture podcast. Poop Culture. You know, I saw the Poop Culture guys. They had Kevin Martin from Candlebox on their show. And I downloaded it because I don't know if you guys know this. It's been well documented on the show, but I know how people forget things. I am a Candlebox fan. I have seen Candlebox live 13 times. I've driven to Kansas City, Columbia, and Chicago to see Candlebox. I'm a fan. And when I see that the Poop Culture podcast got Kevin Martin from Candlebox, I got jealous. But at the same time, I would never, ever, 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 ever have Kevin Martin from Candlebox on the show. And I downloaded the Poop Culture podcast with Candlebox on it, but I'm not going to listen to it. I'm going to tell you why. I don't want to know anything about Kevin Martin. The more I learned about Billy Corgan, the more I hated him.
But Billy's kind of crazy.
I don't want to know, like, what Kevin Martin's opinions are of anything. I just want Kevin, like, the Candlebox hangs out after shows and, like, you can go meet him and stuff. Don't want to. I don't want the possibility of, like, him being a dick to me on the podcast, because that'll kill my view of him. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
It'd be like, if you were a big Justin Bieber fan and, like, you went to his show in Minneapolis and, like, he brought you backstage and, like, fucked you and then like left the next day. I mean, like, you're not going to be in a relationship with Justin Bieber. He just fucked you for 5 minutes and then went on to St. Paul.
That sounds like a dream come true.
But I mean, like, you're never going to, like, think of Justin Bieber as, like, that awesome, unattainable superstar that sings that song you love since you were a little kid. You're going to think of that guy who fucked you backstage and then didn't call you again, right? He's just a guy then.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way, because, like, I'm into really intense hardcore music, and then when I see these guys on video or on YouTube or on stage, and they're kind of not very...
Talking about video games and stuff?
Yeah, well, just not very intense, quote-unquote intense looking, I'm like, man, I don't believe it anymore.
But, see, there's people that, like, whose work I respect and, like, who I'd love to talk to about it, and then there's, like, people who I just feel are, like, too important to me. Travis, you have people like that, right?
Never meet your heroes, they say.
I would imagine that
one of them.
I would imagine that point. I'm one of those people for Brett.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yep, should never meet Mike.
I sense regret in his voice for doing this.
Once you hear how the chocolate is made, you're not as hungry for it.
Right? You are a hockey goalie, right?
I am.
Yeah, there's immediately one strike against you. I'm sorry, Napes. Well, like,
me and Napes are both hockey goalies. That's how we met.
What I'm saying, like, there's automatically something wrong with you to be able to stand there. Like, you, there's got to be something wrong with you to willingly stand in that net.
I like to eat other people's dreams.
Yeah, it makes you feel good to make people feel bad.
Shit. Is that on your business card?
Yeah, I actually put that on a goalie helmet one time.
Like,
my
that
dream is to end yours.
Yeah, yeah. Like people all want to go and score the goal and be the hero, and you just get to, like, shit on that dream, and
or
then
not.
Like, I mean, like, you know, if they score and they're the hero, then good. But we're gonna do our damnedest. It's like, you know, like when there was one time that I was really, really close to scoring a goal. And I would have just retired.
As a goaltender?
Yeah, yeah. I would have just retired. The day I score a goal, it doesn't matter how much game is left, I'm leaving and I'm never playing again.
Yeah, but you're talking about as a forward.
No, as a goalie.
Mike, you can't do anything with that puck. I've seen you.
Fuck you! I'm an excellent puck handler. I'm by far the best puck handler in that league.
Yeah, the beer league with, you know, over 40-year-olds.
That's right. Well, I mean, I'm not NHL caliber puck handling.
Well, they're not hitting the net, neither are you. I mean, what?
I am a very come out of the net and play the puck type guy.
No, you come out of the net and then you run into the person.
And I have practiced a great deal and have gotten pretty good at hitting the net from the other net. And the day that happens, I'm never playing again. But one time, there was an empty net at the other end, and I got one up, I got some good arc on it, and it was going, and a guy high-sticked it out of the air and took a 2-minute penalty just so that I couldn't score.
Well, now you know what he feels like.
He feels like he should have had on his helmet, "I'm going to eat your dreams," or whatever you said.
And in that brief moment, I felt it.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty fantastic. I kind of want to know what your problem is with Michigan.
There's just so much bad stuff I hear about it. I saw the documentary about them, the people stealing stuff out of the fire trucks, and I saw the Roger and Me, and I see all this. I mean, like, Brett, why would you stay in Flint if you can't get no good water? You leave. You can't take a shower.
It's the same. It's the same reason that the people who live along the Mississippi River don't move when their house gets flooded every single year.
What? Because it's their home,
right?
Yeah,
New Orleans is the same. Yeah.
There's other places you can go though.
Yeah, Fargo, North Dakota is the same way. Like the river literally floods every year, where the whole community gets together to sandbag the thing to try to help stop it, but they don't move away. But
you know, I worked in Flint in the early 2000s. I'm actually slightly concerned about the health of my children. Like, I feel like they need to be inspected.
Why would you subject you and your family to that? You shouldn't. You should leave.
That I drank the water from Flint for like 5 years out of a drinking fountain while I worked there in the early 2000s. That's slightly concerning to me.
It should be. And so you're with me then. We should all leave. We should just make that where we put our garbage.
No.
Why? It's awful.
There is so many beautiful places in Michigan. And I think Travis probably, Mr. Hulse, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, man, yeah. I gave Brett our rider before the show, Travis. I said that he has to refer to you as Mr. Hulse and he can't look Napier in the eye.
Oh, Mr. Okay.
I appreciate you sticking to the...
I was wondering what the hell he was talking about.
Michigan is beautiful as long as you stay out of those urban downtown areas.
In the chat, I got poor people don't have the money to move. But see, they are in a good position to make demands. I mean, we should just pack up buses and relocate people. Get them out of there.
I'm giving everything away, so just ask for shit.
Yeah, all you're doing is you're sitting there and you're going, oh, fuck, guys, you got to bring us some water. We don't have any good water. And so we're bringing them all water. Wouldn't it just be better to put them all on a bus and take them to Wyoming?
Now then people would live in Wyoming.
Have you ever been to Wyoming?
I haven't.
Neither have I. I'm just curious.
But it's going to be, how long is it going to be before they're fixed up?
Oh,
it's going to be a while. And I mean, there's irreparable damage. I mean, so those kids... They said they're going to lose like 20 IQ points just off the bat from drinking all that lead shit.
Who needs IQ points? We need strong labor force is what we need. We need ditch diggers. We need railroad people.
Railroad pays good money.
So we need to make enough retarded people with lead water that we have enough like Walmart greeters.
Enough frontline.
Yeah, that's a little drastic. Let's ease it up on the R word there.
I mean, if we have a ton of educated people, we can still just build good bridges and railroads.
Correct.
And not have to go back and double check their work because they're competent enough to do it right the first time.
I'm actively trying to move back to Michigan.
Yeah, but not Flint.
No, definitely not. Come on, that's insane. Definitely
or not Detroit, because Detroit is a war zone.
The beautiful parts of Michigan, the part where there's woods and you can buy 30 acres for $100,000. You know what I mean? Like
Marquette.
That's a little far north. My sister-in-law lives in Marquette, and although beautiful, not somewhere I'd like to live forever.
Brett, are you familiar with the law?
I've been in trouble with it a couple times.
If you're on a plane that takes off, let's say it takes off in Florida and it lands in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And you murder someone, like, what states do you fly over?
There's Georgia. There's Kentucky. There's Louisiana.
Let's say you're over Kentucky and you murder someone over Kentucky. But you take off in Florida and you land in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to get tried for that crime? Like, whose jurisdiction is that?
Probably federal court.
I imagine that I would be tried in the state in which I reside.
Okay, so you'd be tried in Florida because you're from Florida.
I would imagine that because I am a registered voter in Florida, that I would be tried in Florida. But I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I don't know either.
Why did I kill somebody? No. Why did I kill a guy in an airplane?
I think you know.
You're right.
Yeah, you tell us. Why'd you do it?
So he was sleeping against me in a oppressive manner, and he drooled on my arm. That's grounds for murder.
Close enough.
Yeah, and you offed the guy. Fuck him.
That happened on Wednesday, by the way.
So, Mike, since we have a metal guy on the show, I want to ask his opinion.
A metal guy?
Yeah, he likes metal music.
A guy who likes metal?
Yeah.
A metal head?
Yeah.
You have metal stuff you're going to relate to Brett from Hot Butter Podcast?
Potentially.
You don't listen to metal music. You listen to that weird Japanese shit from video games.
Exactly.
Hey, Napier.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the forthcoming birth of your child.
Thank you, sir.
Napier's pregnant?
I look like it.
Somebody in the house, probably.
You were going to ask him a metal question. Yeah.
So what is your opinion of baby metal?
Wow. I'm going to have to do some research after this.
Really? You never heard of baby metal? Thing.
No. What's baby metal? I've heard of, like, the Ned Flanders metal.
No, it's a band.
Called Baby Metal?
Called Baby Metal.
I've never heard of it.
Three Japanese high school girls doing metal.
Why?
Because they were in these pop idol groups that do the singing. You know, like where they have like 40 fucking broads in a band and they're all singing. Well, these three got too old for their bands. And so they said, well, we're just going to make a new band with you three and we're going to call it Baby Metal. And then they just make metal songs.
Sounds fucking terrible.
What are their topics?
Are
they politically moved?
No. Somebody writes all their shit for them. It's not like they're writing their songs.
Napier like keeps looking at my iPod like,
because
Mike,
you keep moving your hand.
Aren't you gonna play some baby metal?
No, Mike.
I'm not gonna play. I don't have the cape. If you would have told me in advance,
Mike.
You should prep some baby metal.
No,
for the baby metal segment of the show.
I have attention deficit disorder, and you keep moving your fucking hand. So I keep looking at your fucking hand.
Do they scream in English or in Japanese?
It's like 90% in Japanese, but there's like they'll throw in an English word every so often.
So like Rammstein.
Yeah. Except for not that hardcore.
It has nothing to do with babies, though, right?
No. Their band is called Baby Metal because the Japanese person who made their band for them called them Baby Metal.
Interesting. Have you heard of the Ned Flanders metal band?
No. Now I kind of want to.
Oh, yeah.
What are they called? Heidely Hodely?
I think it's called the Oakley Dokley.
The Oakley Dokley?
Something like that, yeah. Well, it's exactly what you think it is. They all look like Ned Flanders.
Is there any other horrendous metal bands that you think that our listeners should know about?
I really did like Gore. Like, I enjoyed some of Gore. Not all of it.
I saw them live before all their members started dying. And I'm not a fan of Gore, but I do feel as though that presentation needs to be seen at some point in somebody's life if they're a fan of metal. Like
the theatrics alone, I mean.
Absolutely. It's like nothing else.
Guys.
Like Metalocalypse.
I didn't even mention, I guess I should have led up to this to begin with. We have a sponsor this week.
Excellent.
God, 45 minutes into the show and we haven't even talked about our sponsor yet.
We're going to lose them.
You know, they're testing out some ideas because of the Super Bowl's coming up next week.
Oh, that's right.
And, I mean, they're kind of football themed. But we're going to go to break, I guess. Brett, are you getting off or are you sticking around?
That's a very personal question, Mr. Mike.
You can do
I'll
both.
Stick around if you want me to.
Napier, do you want Brett to stick around?
Yeah, I like Brett.
You like Hi, Brett? Are you going to listen to Hot Butter Podcast?
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Found on MichiganInternetRadio.com. You're going to listen to it, Napier?
Yeah.
You winked at me.
I don't. I didn't wink.
I'm the ambassador to podcasts. That's the problem. There's four of us, and I'm the only one who tries.
No,
and I'm awful.
No, I listen to Unfit for FM.
Are you the John Kerry of podcasting?
I am.
Hi, I'm Travis Hulse, and I have DirecTV.
No, I'm rock bottom Travis Hulse, and I still have rabbit ears.
Only DirecTV NFL Sunday Ticket gives you every game, every Sunday, all in stunning HD.
I have to watch the game down at Phil's Corner Bar and sit next to Fat Becky.
I get every single play with the most incredible picture.
Fat Becky lets me fuck her in the stall in the woman's bathroom after a few Jager bombs. And now I have to take clap medicine.
Don't be like this, me. Get NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
Walker.
Look at my guest!
We love it. But be, hey, be careful, buddy.
Lay back, okay?
Lay back.
Look at my guest!
We're getting your blood pressure.
Oh. Did you see my guest?
Yes, Walker, relax cool. so she can
my
get your blood pressure.
It's amazing!
It's amazing!
Whoa! You see it? That's incredible! Wow! I have a cat.
If you want your Affliction shirts back, you gotta come get them. Strangelabel.com.
You know what? It was well. It was well worth the sacrifice to have that WFOD cereal. So, give and take. You know what I mean?
You know, I was gonna do a second WFOD cereal because I had a really good subject, but then it rectified itself before I could fix it.
Well, that's a bummer.
Phone number to contact the show: 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. I think 636-487-HAND works. I got an email from Skype. They said my card expired. And they were pretty mad about it. They were very aggressive. I got 3 emails from Skype within a couple of minutes.
Maybe there's.
I mean, you think I give them the money I do, and they don't actually have to do anything because we don't use the phone number. I gave them $10 to call Diamond Dallas Page, and I still have $9.16. What am I going to do with that $9.16 in Skype credit, Napier?
Call Diamond Dallas Page again.
Yeah, he was a nice guy.
Just call him up. Hey,
DZP.
He seems approachable. I mean,
your buddy Mike.
He told me to email him so he could tell me about like how my cell phone is gonna, you know, fuck up my balls, and then he never responded. So I think he was just bullshitting me.
Looking forward to that actually.
That's just like one of the things he does is he tells people to email him about their balls, and then he just leaves them hanging.
Hey, does he have a shake as well? Like, does he have a shake that goes with DDP yoga?
I think that he has an app now. That's what he was advertising when he was on the show.
Right, but did he have like some bars or a
post-workout shake or anything? Yeah, and like he has recipes. He has recipes on the app.
But he's not selling
you
any
how to make shakes.
Okay, so he's not selling you a powdered mix and saying, you know, come buy my Diamond Dallas Page shakes.
Well, I don't really know the answer to that, Travis. I've blacklisted him since he didn't tell me about my balls.
All right, on to Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Well, yeah, well, Bret Hart, he has the butthole cancer. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I thought Bret Hart was dead.
Bret Hart cut. No, Owen Hart is dead. Bret Hart's still alive.
Who fell out of the fucking rafters?
That was Owen Hart.
Travis. But then who killed his wife and kids?
That was Chris Benoit.
Jesus, these wrestling guys are
fucked up. Quiz me some more on my wrestling knowledge, motherfucker. I got this shit on lock.
How many motion pictures has John Cena made?
Well, there was the Marine 1 and the Marine 2 and the Marine 3.
Actually, I think there was other people in the sequels to the Marine.
Oh, he only did the first one?
I think he just did the first one. He actually made that one movie that I actually really enjoyed. Was that 21 Rounds?
I don't really know.
What did you think of Mick Foley's book?
Travis, let me tell you something.
Tell me something, Mike.
There was a news story that I saw on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe it isn't the biggest news story that's ever happened ever.
Enlighten me.
It was fairly ignored. And it bothered me that it was fairly ignored because it should be a bigger deal. There was a fella in Australia. And this is true. You're going to think I made this up and this is goofing. But this is legit. There's a fella in Australia who is an ISIS sympathizer. He converted to the whole ISIS deal. And him and a 15-year-old boy were plotting to put explosives in a kangaroo's pouch, paint the kangaroo black, and draw ISIS symbols on him, and send him out into parade routes to blow up people.
Oh yeah, I saw that. That was like fairly newsworthy.
Why is that not a bigger deal? That's
you probably got nowhere near the kangaroo because they kept fucking kicking him in the face. There's like no way this was gonna work unless he trank the goddamn
thing.
You'd
probably have to trank it and then put the bomb in him and then wake him up. But wouldn't you have to teach him? Because he was hoping that the kangaroo would run after cops because he wanted to blow up cops. You'd have to steal like a cop's clothes to get the scent and like rub it on the kangaroo's nose and make him want to go be with kangaroo or police officers, right?
How much thought have you put into this?
A lot. Like a very the logistics is amazing.
I think you're neglecting the fact at how creative ISIS is getting. This is fascinating to me.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a good idea. It's a terrible idea. But like setting bombs and blowing people up isn't difficult. It's not really a hard thing to do. I think that they're complicating it way more than they need to.
Yeah, that's like comic book supervillain level of fucked up.
Yeah, it's like Batman 6, the 60s Batman show where the Penguin had some ridiculous idea that he needed a giant diamond for.
Or like he gets like a really, really big rubber ducky.
Yeah.
look, guys, this whole plan is contingent on me getting a really big rubber ducky. I'm not doing shit to Gotham until I get my big rubber ducky. It almost makes you kind of not as afraid of ISIS to know that they're coming up with ridiculous things like this, right?
Should you be more afraid that they have the ability to do those things?
They don't have the ability. It was just a plan. They didn't actually trick any kangaroos into running into routes. They were just planning it on the internet, and like somebody found it and said, hey, these guys are planning to trank some kangaroos.
Yeah, but, I mean, they could have done that.
They could have. But they could have done a lot of things. I would say planning to put explosives in kangaroo pouches is way less scary than just, like, people saying, hey, let's go put a bomb at X and blow it up at X time.
Well, yeah, because the entire plan is contingent on that kangaroo running into this parade route. That's not going to happen.
Those kangaroos, they're unwieldy.
Oh, yeah, they box, don't they?
Well, especially if they have explosives in their pouch. They're probably going to try to just peel that shit out of there. They're going to sit in one spot trying to get that fucking pouch emptied.
And if, like, a big, crazy kangaroo that's painted black with ISIS symbols on it is running towards you, you're already tipped off to run away, right?
Well, no, some people...
If I see a kangaroo running at me, whether it's painted like ISIS or not, I'm running from it.
Yeah, but it's a wild animal.
Yeah,
but it's Australia. They're used to that shit, right? I mean, everything there can kill you. Everything there is either venomous, poisonous...
So you run away from it. So it's a bad idea. So
there's nowhere to run in Australia.
You got to sneak up on people. You can't sneak up on people with a wild animal painted up like ISIS.
Well, they're going to be confused for one.
I don't know. I thought it should have been a way bigger story than it was because I thought that maybe it was because like it was just jackoffs planning something on the internet and they got caught early and it didn't actually happen.
Or maybe they were joking. I hope they were joking.
I don't think they were joking. Those people don't have a sense of humor.
No, they don't.
There isn't many ISIS podcasts.
I would
have you looked?
Not want to find out.
No, I haven't looked. I guess there's podcasts for everything, really. There's a, you know, there's a podcast, Napier. I was making jokes about how there should be a podcast about the Ernest movies,
yeah,
where they watch the Ernest movies and talk about them. And I was making jokes about it, and the guy from the Ernest movie podcast tweeted me and was like, you know, hey, man, there is an Ernest movie podcast. We're it. And I was like,
oh, listen to our show.
Listen to our show. Rate and review it on iTunes, please. Hashtag Potter and Family.
Any suggestions of what episode or Ernest movie you'd like us to do next, please let us know.
So how did this guy find us? Does he just search?
The Ernest movie? I guess he just searches every day for Ernest podcast. And then he'll reply to people who, you know, have the same thought I did.
Speaking of Ernest, why couldn't ISIS put bombs on turtles and launch them to land on people that explode?
Didn't they do that in Breaking Bad?
Didn't they launch turtles in Ernest and clamped onto Ernest's nose?
They probably
yeah,
did.
I remember that.
They slingshotted right. turtles at him? Which one was that?
I feel like they launched turtles.
Is that Ernest Goes to Camp?
Yeah, that was the camp one. But they were all fucking box turtles, so they don't bite anything. They weren't like snapping turtles.
They weren't even big turtles?
No, they were little pussy fuck turtles.
With little parachutes.
Little parachutes on.
Oh my god, they had parachutes?
It was ridiculously
Where
cute.
Where did you attach the parachute to? Is it like strapped on?
Yeah, it's a harness.
Yes, clearly. Well, 6 points.
It's been too long since... We should do an Ernest podcast, guys.
I'll do an episode...
The four of us are going to, we're going to watch an Ernest movie every week. Brett, I'm roping you in. You're going to be on our podcast.
I'm in.
We're going to watch an Ernest movie every week, and we're just going to talk about it. We're going to give, see, that other guy that does the Ernest podcast, he thought for sure, nobody is, I have a stranglehold on this market. Like, nobody's ever going to make an Ernest podcast. There's like 8 Ninja Turtles podcasts. There's like 4 Godzilla podcasts. There's like 3 Wonder Woman podcasts. Only 1 Ernest podcast. We got to compete with him. We beat him. We got all the Ernest fans in the entire world.
Yeah, but
we should at the very least do like a crossover with Hot Butter Pod, and we'll do one half of the Ernest special, and we'll do the on their show the other half.
Absolutely.
The Ernest special.
Yep.
In the chat, they're saying, how many times can you watch those 3 shitty movies? There was way more Ernest movies. There was like 15 Ernest movies.
He's thinking about when the Ernest movies took a shit. It was Ernest Goes to Camp.
I mean, certainly they're varying in quality.
Yeah. The first 3 are the best. Well, no, then you got the Ernest Scared Stupid. Right?
Stupid was a good one. I like that
That's a good one. Saves Christmas is still a holiday favorite. I showed my kids
that. All right, I'm on IMDb. We're going to go through all the Ernest movies, because that's what we're doing. We're reading IMDb on the podcast.
No, my kids this Christmas really enjoyed Ernest Saves Christmas.
Ernest Goes to Camp. Ernest Saves Christmas.
Yep.
Hey, Vern, It's Ernest, a TV series. We could watch all the episodes of the TV series.
I watched the shit out of that when I was
Ernest Goes to Splash Mountain. Ernest Goes to Jail.
Another good one.
Ernest Scared Stupid. I think that was my favorite.
That was my favorite.
Ernest Scared Stupid was good.
Ernest Rides Again. Ernest Goes to School. Slam Dunk Ernest.
Easily the worst.
Ernest Goes to Africa.
No, I changed my answer.
See that has a potential to be pretty
horrible.
Risque, I would say.
It is Black History Month.
We would start with Ernest Goes to Africa. See, that was 1997, Napier. That was a different time.
Please tell me that wasn't the last one he did.
Ernest in the Army.
Oh, yeah.
And that was it.
Then he died.
That's enough Ernest movies to do a podcast.
Absolutely.
Well, and how many
and then what do we do when we run out of episodes? We just start over and we watch it again and we find new things to dissect.
Now, we talk about when he guest starred on Roseanne, the final season of Roseanne for like 10, 15 episodes.
Ernest?
Yeah, or all those gas company ads.
Was
it
Jim Varney or was it Ernest?
Yeah, it was Jim Varney, but he was playing a character that Ernest would do, like a spoiled rich guy, you know, with a like hoity-toity voice. So it might as well have been Ernest.
Or you could do the gas company commercials he was in before Ernest was Ernest.
You know what we really need to do?
What's up?
We need to make new Ernest premises. Hashtag new Ernest.
Yeah, that's it. You could have podcasts on what Ernest didn't get to do.
Right. And like once we've gone through the entire Ernest catalog and we're well versed in Ernest and his recurring jokes, I feel like we could write and perform Ernest fan fiction on these
Ernest
new premises.
Occupies Wall Street.
Yes.
Ernest Occupies Wall Street.
Ernest Lives Matter.
Ernest goes.
Ernest immerses himself in the Ferguson protests.
Yep. Yes. Ernest goes to ISIS.
Ernest goes to a safe space.
Hashtag New Age Ernest.
Could you imagine if an entire premise of the movie was Ernest like infiltrating ISIS on accident and then
Ernest goes ISIS.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
You know there would be some crazy hijinks in that motion picture.
Oh my god!
Why you got them black pajamas on, Vern?
Yeah, and then he gets involved with the whole kangaroo plot, and it goes completely wrong because he puts the bomb in the wrong pouch.
It's not puts it up his ass. Yeah. And then he makes like one of those big bug-eyed faces, like woo.
Yes, right, that's England. Exactly what the resolution would be, is that he accidentally foils all of the terror plots and brings down ISIS single-handedly.
I love it.
How about Ernest goes to England and he just hangs out with Mr. Bean? And they get into hijinks.
Oh, crossovers.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing now. You got the Batman and the Superman and the Captain America and the Iron Man and the aliens versus the Predators. You have Ernest versus Mr. Bean.
And you have the X-Men mixing with Wolverine. Because Wolverine had his own movie.
This is Travis!
Stuff.
Yes, sir!
Did you see that thing going around where they got a white guy playing Michael Jackson?
Is it one of the Fines?
I don't know who the guy is. Never seen the guy before in my life. He looks just like Michael Jackson.
Like Joseph Fiennes or Ralph Fiennes, one of those guys.
Did you hear the premise of that movie?
I think I did. Why don't you tell everybody else?
No,
though?
you were telling me that was that in Corey Feldman's book?
It was in Corey Feldman's book, but it didn't get. It was mostly from his perspective, and it didn't really have to do with what the plot of this movie is. But I think the plot of this movie is insane, isn't it? A road comedy with Elizabeth Taylor and Marlon Brando.
Yeah, Elizabeth Taylor, Marlon Brando, and Michael Jackson were in New York on 9/11. And so they couldn't fly back to Los Angeles because all the planes were grounded. And so they rented a car. This happened.
This actually happened. Because the point where I got, I didn't get as far as the three of those guys renting a car, but the night before September 11th, the Michael Jackson had like a tribute concert or like one of these, I don't know, one of his last big shows, and Corey Feldman got on the bus with these people because, of course, Michael Jackson's got on his own, he has his own bus to get out of New York when September 11th happens, and they got as far out of the city as they could and then kicked Corey Feldman to the curb because Michael Jackson was paranoid and thought Corey Feldman was writing a tell-all book about Michael Jackson.
So they're making a movie, like a road comedy movie, based on this legend of the three of them in a car together driving cross-country.
Sounds
amazing if done correctly. Or even if it's done poorly, I think I still want to see it.
Yeah, fingers crossed if it's done poorly.
Do you want to play another advertisement from our sponsor?
Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest sponsor we've had. We should.
It is, yeah.
Hi, I'm Napier, and I have DirecTV. And I'm Can't Stop Shooting Heroin Napier, and I live in a tunnel. With DirecTV's NFL Sunday Ticket, you can watch nearly every NFL game live from start to finish. Like I said, I don't have a TV. I live in a tunnel. I can pick out any game I want to watch from the 8-game mix. Without TV, I just continue chasing the dragon while I perform award-winning Broadway monologues for sewer rats. This one's name is Sir Wentworth Longtail. Don't be like this, me. Get NFL Sunday Ticket, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
Yeah, I don't know if these are going to go over very well.
I like them.
I think they're great. They played our demo.
Guys.
I love how much time you guys put into this. My most favorite thing about your guys' podcast is how creative you guys are. And that's not, I'm not blowing smoke. I wouldn't fucking say it if I didn't believe it. But you guys, how much
hashtag peas in a pod, Brett.
You guys put into your podcast is what I am most drawn to every week.
Well, see, it's easy to do now that like I've gotten kind of versed in it. So now I have way more fun putting the things together than doing the show, I think.
Does that mean we need to do more things?
This isn't your full-time job. And the fact that you're able to find enough time to be creative, to be as creative as you are, and this not be your full-time job, I don't think.
I'm blushing, Napier.
I really like this year's podcast month. It's starting out real nice.
I can't figure it out because I work a full-time job and I can't, like today I was like, fuck it. We might as well not do a fucking podcast. Like we recorded right before tonight. Like I'm joining you guys. And I'm like, I got nothing. This is bullshit. I don't got fucking time to find anything to talk about. I don't know how you guys do it.
Mike is he's the workhorse. Me True. And Travis mostly just show up.
I just no. See, what happens is like I am always in like this. My mind just is always going and I can't turn it off.
Me and Travis drink for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't turn it off. And so, I mean, like, I just collect all of my bullshit for a week and then just like spew it all out. And so it's easy because I just save all of my things.
It saves money on therapy.
You're cognizant enough to know, be like, I got to remember this.
Yeah, I send them. Like, we have a Facebook group with the three of us, and I send them like two words that they don't know what they mean, so that I can scroll back through it and remember the things.
Nice.
I do the redneck chef.
I got to tell you, your Dunkin' Donuts commercials were fucking amazing.
We got a lot of play on the Dunkin' Donuts commercials. The Lotus cast replayed our Dunkin' Donuts commercials and gushed about us.
They were amazing.
Yeah, and we're just constantly trying to relive that magic. See, that's the problem, Napier. See, we have something that goes good, like the shout-out episode. By the way, shout-out to the fuck your face man. Clown. Fuck your face clown. We want in on whatever it is you're doing. We want to taste your magic. Fuck your face, clown. Please contact me at wfodshow@gmail.com and let me know what you need. I need you to make me as famous as the fuck you face clown. I mean, like, I need those sweet, sweet retweets is what I need, Napier. Well, I'm not getting my retweets.
Step in the right direction is to secure great sponsors like we have this week.
That's right. By the way, we are sponsored this week by DirecTV. Let's throw out another DirecTV ad, shall we?
Hi, I'm Mike, and I have DirecTV. And I'm schizophrenic, Mike, and I am too. With DirecTV's NFL Sunday Ticket, I can pause, rewind, or record any game every Sunday.
I can see the game in my refrigerator's vegetable drawer. Go Oilers!
With DirecTV, you never miss a minute of the action with NFL Red Zone.
It looks like the baby carrots are beginning their plans to overthrow the green onions.
Don't be like this, me. Get NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
Excellent, as always.
Did you guys watch the NHL All-Star game?
No.
Brett sighed.
We don't have cable, so I'm way out of the loop.
Hey, we can get you DirecTV for a good deal.
can you text me your contact?
So there was this, if you don't already know this story, I'll run through it quick. The NHL decided this year to get people to give a shit about the All-Star game. They would open the fan voting up to anyone. So it wasn't just a select couple of people who they kind of pre-selected as being good players enough. Who would probably be all-stars.
Yeah, the good enoughs.
They said, you can vote in whoever the fuck you want. And so the internet being what it is, don't you think it's about time that the internet like levels off and people quit being assholes?
No.
Is that ever going to happen?
Nonsense.
So the internet takes it, they decide, okay, we're going to combine our forces and we're going to vote in this guy from Arizona named John Scott. He has like, he's been in the NHL for like 11 seasons and has like 5 career goals.
Two of which with one team.
He played like for like 7 teams already in 11 years. He's been passed around a lot. And so they vote this guy in, and there's this whole big controversy because apparently a couple of, like his GM and a couple of NHL executives kind of said, hey man, you should bow out of this. You're not an all-star. And so, you know, he decides.
I hope he said, fuck you.
He decides, no, fuck that. I'm going to go.
No, no. He actually said, okay, fine. I'm with you on that. He actually put out a little tweet that said, hey guys, don't vote for me. I'm not an all-star.
Yeah. Like during the voting.
But during once the vote.
He far and away was voted as the top vote getter in the all-star game.
When he said not to vote for him, everybody started fucking voting for him.
The same thing happened with Jaromir Jagr. He said, don't vote for me. I'm too old. Guy's 43 years old. Doesn't want to play 3-on-3. Everybody started voting for him.
Isn't that the guy that had sex with all those ladies?
Yeah, all those 18-year-old supermodels. Czech broad.
I love it.
So,
do you think that was also from the NHL too? If they're going to pressure John Scott into not going, don't you think they pressured Jagr into not going too?
He did go.
He did go. He did go, and he played, just as good as everybody else.
John Scott gets voted into the All-Star game, and just by happenstance or by some pressure from upstairs, Arizona trades him to Montreal, who immediately assigns him to the minors.
Yep, and then they call him up and they say, hey, John, you shouldn't go to the NHL All-Star game. Think of what your kids will think of you if you go.
So this guy's in the minors, and so they're thinking, oh, well, he's probably not going to go then because he's in the minors. And the internet, they have outrage, they're mad, and so the NHL is pressured into sending this guy to the All-Star game. And he goes, and I'd say...
He wrote that piece.
Yeah, and the piece was very, very good. I'll post that on our Facebook page if you want to read it. Guy's a good writer. He's a Michigan Tech college graduate. He's a smart guy. He's a big guy. He's a...
The M word there, so no garbage.
there's a college in Michigan...
That's very good.
That educates people. So obviously we can't put garbage there.
Correct.
We couldn't just build a college somewhere else and send them there and send the educators and stuff.
Wouldn't be the same.
Michigan Tech, you know,
there's a heritage way out Minnesota. There, God damn it.
I'm trying to move back there. Don't burn the motherfucker down before I get there.
Anyway. So John Scott goes to the All-Star game. The NHL embraces it, I guess, because what the fuck else are they going to do?
He really shit on them and made them look like assholes.
And he scored 2 goals in the All-Star game, was named the MVP, and won a car.
No, the executive that's in charge of the NHL, fucking Bettman.
Yeah.
They had a press conference before the All-Star game.
And he said, guys, we were never going to not let him play. Come on.
And one of the reporters said, hey, what was... John Scott said that you guys asked him what he thought his kids would think of him if he went there. You want to tell us why you would say that? And Bettman from the NHL said, that's not really relevant.
Fact of the matter is, the All-Star game, it was entertaining because there was this like fish out of water there, and it was a story. And
it was a tournament.
There was something to talk about. Otherwise, it would be a bunch of millionaires playing for a car that they already have 8 cars.
Yeah, and they were going to give away to, like, their cousin.
So they inadvertently made, like, a really cool story for themselves.
And John Scott probably got more money in one day than he ever has in his life.
By making themselves the awful villain.
Yeah, there was a narrative. People actually wanted to watch it.
But if you make yourself the villain And like you have these underdogs that are fighting. I mean, that's like wrestling 101, isn't it? I mean, Vince McMahon's the bad guy on his own show, and there's people that fight against Vince McMahon.
Exactly. They sold out of John Scott merchandise. They made all this John Scott merchandise. It all sold out. Guess who's getting that money? Not John Scott. The NHL is getting that money.
So do you think, I don't think they're that smart though. I don't think they WWF'd us.
You don't think they would be that smart?
I don't know. Do you?
No.
Yes. Yeah, I do. I believe in this day and age, Gary Bettman and his gang of cronies are that smart.
You think they just said, hey.
I would say that's smart.
Well, I mean, they boo him every time he walks out on the ice, no matter what he does. Because he's the authority. He's the bad guy.
They said, we have an opportunity to take a sad story and make it great. And I said, I think they said that to themselves, let's reconsider as an opportunity for the NHL to make more money. Absolutely.
Let's make John Scott like that movie with Marky Mark where he played for the Eagles.
He's the Forrest Gump of the NHL All-Star Game.
Rudy. Let's call him Rudy, but with some skill.
Forrest Gump was rude. Sorry.
But we all have like these things that we convince ourselves of. And I was thinking about this, and it really is true. And like now that we have like so much information, like I was talking to my dad about how like, you know, you have so much information and like you can cherry pick what, I mean, like before you had like the encyclopedias. And that was really it. You went to the library, you read the news, you read the encyclopedias, and that was your knowledge. But now, like, everything is out there, and everyone's opinion is out there, so you can go out there, like, with your preconceived notions of what to believe, and, like, cherry-pick it by finding other people that believe what you believe. And therefore, so we're actually becoming dumber because there's more information. You know what I mean?
But isn't that the responsibility of the parents or the educators to teach their children or the children to not cherry pick the information that way?
Can you imagine like being in high school now and like,
no.
like doing a report and I mean like just being able to find everything? I mean, just like copy down Wikipedia and turn it in?
Being a teenager again is terrifying. Like, that's my biggest fear. I don't care dying fine.
But I mean, like, you know, the creating this story about John Scott, and I'm not saying they did it. I doubt they did. It probably just happened. But I mean, like, they manipulated people into giving them way more money and giving them way better TV ratings than they've probably ever had for that event.
Oh yeah, easily.
They haven't had that opportunity ever.
No, it's the NHL. They constantly fuck everything up.
Absolutely. It's the hardest thing to shove down our throats. Well, not our throats, but like the regular American public's throats. It's the hardest sport because people can't keep up.
How much garbage do you think would fit?
I'd rather watch hockey.
In Joe Louis Arena?
More than I'd care to talk about.
I bet there would be. I mean, like, think we can
less than would fit in the Amway Arena in downtown Orlando. How's that?
I guess we can figure it out whenever Detroit plays Boston.
Right, though, Mr. Hulse. I would much rather watch hockey than soccer. However, I'm just playing devil's advocate here because I don't feel this way, but in Central Florida, because of the international community here, soccer is very well received.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? Like, there's these weird communities that there's this heavy soccer population. It's because there's a high concentration of Latin Americans or Eastern, even Eastern Europeans that are just, that's the national language of sport is soccer. And I can't, my grandma, I played hockey for 20 years and my grandma can't even watch it.
Guys.
I can't find out a puck.
Guys.
In St. Louis, it's a sport for little girls.
Do you remember when they put the little comet trail on the puck?
Yeah, the tracker. God. I remember that.
Those Fox games were amazing to watch.
Guys, this conversation is great and all, but we are up against a break. We have to take one more opportunity to shout out our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Drunk, and I have DirecTV. And I'm better than you, Drunk, and I have cable. With DirecTV, if you tune in late to a show, you can just restart it from the beginning. I'm typically not worried about getting home to see TV because I have friends and enjoy being outside. With DirecTV, even if I don't get home in time, I just restart the show. If I don't get home in time, I read a book or find my center because I'm balanced and I'm not a slave to television. Don't be like, wait, yeah, be like this me. Too many goddamn people plop their fat asses in front of TV and consume and consume. Don't
upgrade to DirecTV. 1-800-DIRECTV.
Okay. So, shout out to Fuck Your Face Clown. We got that out of the way. Hashtag I'd say the first hashtag peas in a pod and
peas in a pod.
Family and peas in a pod. Hashtag podcasts.
Also, contact DirecTV on Twitter and let them know what you thought about our sponsorship.
Yeah, yeah. Just tell them that you heard their ads and you're switching. They're not going to check. People switch to DirecTV all the time. They'll just assume you're in there. If you're a podcaster, if you'd like to be a part of Podcast Month, if you'd like Napier to be on your podcast, let us know, because it's all about cross promotion and friendship.
We're all friends.
All February long, we are breaking out of our comfort zone and we're saying, hey guys, we're here. Hey, and you know what? Travis, you mentioned that comic book show that asked you to be on that you kind of blew off.
Oh, what's
I think
what
Chad's
was that?
On that comic book show and he hasn't said, he said he's like our good friend, but he hasn't invited you to be on his comic book show since we said that you're ready to go on.
Was that last year?
Travis, you got to go on the comic book show because it's podcast month.
Yeah.
Is there anything that like you want to get off your chest? It's that time.
Nope. I'm good.
All right. Brett,
what was it like being on the show?
I enjoyed your company, all of you. I wouldn't mind hanging out with you guys in the real world.
Brett, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for asking me.
Hey, real quick, wish me luck on my 2-month journey of attempting to correct my eating and drinking habits.
Mr. Holtz, I wish you well on your 2-month journey of eating well and positive eating habits.
I stopped drinking soda. Yeah, I'm trying to cut soda out of my life.
I've doubled up.
Because I read something about how the aluminum is going to give you what is it? BP poisoning or something?
No, that's
an oil company. What is it?
Oh, I think whatever you're talking about is from like plastic bottles and
no, it's aluminum cans.
There's aluminum in your deodorant. You need to cut that out first in foreskin. I mean, the Dove sensitive armpits.
No, I use the gels. I don't use the white chalky stuff.
You need to go to the white disappearing chalk Dove.
I thought that was the bad one.
Nah. You need to read up.
I can't stop with the gels. If I go back to that white shit, it's going to be a real problem.
I don't clump. You can't see. You can't see.
Hercules!
Chad in the chat needs to get Travis on the comic book podcast. And we need to get Napier on some podcasts.
No, I'll find another one.
It's podcast month.
I enjoyed Strange Times. I could go back there.
It's also Black friendly. History Month.
Oh, it is.
It is.
I like that.
Travis?
Guy. What?
You remember in Spooky Month when you had like a spooky house every
week? Yeah, I got to gave you guys all information on some of the most haunted places in America.
You should do something for Black History Month every week.
Oh, that's not a good idea.
Guys, thanks for being with us. We had quite the chat tonight. Chad is also reminding me in the chat that we didn't do a Hollywood Fantasy League update. The Furnacast first round pick, the fifth wave, totally shit the bed. And they're going to come in third, and Badflix is going to come in last. Ouch. So there you go.
We haven't even had a movie open yet.
Yeah. Hail Caesar opens this weekend. Go see it. Hail Caesar. Hail Caesar! Deadpool! and go see Deadpool next weekend.
Well, that's my mama.
Thank you for listening. You can hear us live every Monday night at 9/8 Central on strangelabel.com. You can download all of our past episodes as well as other goodies at wfodix.com. Pull up our show on iTunes, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app. You can follow us on Twitter at wfodix. You can also follow Travis at producetravis or drunk at drunkardstl. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call when we're live or leave us a message that we may play later on. That phone number is 636-487-4263. Again, thank you for listening. We will see you back here next week.
It's going to be a sad Travis week, I can already tell. His voice sounds very hoarse, like he's had a rough day.
Yeah, it's been a day.
Oh, no.
Maybe his voice is hoarse, though, because he's been like, "Woo, life!"